I'm really glad to be here at Illinois Institute of Technology. I was here in 1965. I was in high school, and I took a course in computer programming. And I can still remember being in that hall, and I thought the world of IIT then, and that's true today in the 21st century. This is a great institution. I, a couple years ago, went to Ireland with Dave Baker and people from the institute to kind of build our connections with folks in the opportunity to grow jobs and incubate jobs, and we've seen great developments in that area. And I also was, I think, very, very happy to, for 24 years, be a teacher at Chicago Kent Law School. I was an adjunct faculty teaching property tax law for almost a quarter of a century at Kent. It's a great law school, and this is a great institution. And that's why we wanted to be here today, because as Helen just said, we're dealing with 21st century issues. And privacy is a fundamental issue. It's a fundamental right of every single person. There was a great justice of the U.S. Supreme Court who lived 100 years ago, and he said that everyone is entitled to a zone of privacy. That was Louis Brandeis, and he wrote about privacy issues, one of the very first jurists to do that. And he couldn't possibly imagine the social network generation that we have more than a century after his time. But it's his writings about privacy are just as relevant today as they were back in his time. And so it is important that we develop the law to make sure we protect the privacy rights of each person. So when you go to get a job or you interview a job for a job, it's off limits for your employer in the state of Illinois to be asking for your password for your Facebook account, or to ask other questions regarding information that might invade your privacy in a social network. That's what we're going to do today. And it took a lot of work by a lot of good people, including folks who are on the faculty of the law school and who are participating in our Internet Privacy Task Force. I want to thank them for their great work. It is important that we understand that even though we live in an information world, very fast-paced world where we can get information in split seconds, there's some information, if they belong to the person, that belongs just to the person. It's their choice. They want to share it, that's their business. But privacy is a fundamental right. I believe that, and I think we need to fight for that. Indeed, in our Illinois Constitution, there is a right of privacy. Very, very few state constitutions have that right. We adopted it by referendum in 1970, and I think we need to enforce it. In today's legislation, and I want to personally salute the Minority Leader of the Senate, Christine Redonio, who is here today. Senator Redonio was the sponsor of this bill, passed unanimously in the Illinois Senate. She's a leader in this whole area, and I'm very, very happy to have her with us today. She's going to be speaking a little bit later, but I want to bring forward a professor of law at Chicago Kent Law School who's on the cutting edge of protecting the privacy rights of everyday people when it comes to the Internet and social networks and everything that goes with them. We believe in information. We believe in privacy. We can balance those rights in a way that's fair to the individual, fair to the person who's interviewing for a job. And without further ado, I'd like to bring forward Lori Andrews. Lori, we want to hear from you and all these issues.
So
okay?
Much.
All right.
Thanks. Well, I actually teach a course here at IIT, Chicago Kent College of Law, called The Law of Social Networks. And I've written a book in which I create a social network constitution. I'm so pleased that Governor Quinn has chosen IIT as the venue for signing this bill into law. Here at IIT, there are 40 professors all across the campus, from psychology to computer science to law, who are working on the issues of social networks, privacy, you know, the good that can come of social networks, and some of the things that we have to be careful about. We have a Center for Information Society and Policy. And in that center, we've done research, and we've learned how integral social networks are to society today. Over 900 million people are on Facebook. If it were a nation, it would be the third largest nation in the world after India and China. And yet, it's very unclear what your rights are in that venue. Right now, 75% of employers actually require their human resource people to look at your online profile before offering you a job. And about a third of employers say they've turned down people because of social network information. And some of this is very improper. Think of all the things that you might have put on your Facebook or LinkedIn profile. It could reveal things about your religious beliefs, or your political affiliations, or your sexual preferences. And you might want to keep it private. Now, with this bill, that is going to be possible. There's a federal law that prohibits employers from asking women applicants if they're intending to get pregnant, or from asking any applicant whether they have cancer in their family. But think about if your employer can go on the private side of your Facebook page, your potential employer might find out that you're planning to get pregnant, or that you liked the American Cancer Society. People have actually been fired because of things they liked on their Facebook page. So this bill will protect employees and potential employees by preventing them from having to cough up this very personal information, including their social network password. So I think that I'm so excited to be here as part of an event where we'll be signing into law something that puts Illinois at the forefront of privacy rights in this growing world of digital communications. Thank you.
Well said. Very well said. Thank you. Very good. Well, I do want to thank Lori for her great work and for her course. What's the name of your course again?
The Law of Social Networks.
Law of Social Networks. That's Kent Law School, and I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge president of this fine institution, John Anderson. The provo is Alan Cram, who's with us today. We've done a number of things here at IIT, and I want to thank President Anderson for letting us come by again today. I think it's important when we sign a major piece of legislation like this that we educate the public, and this is an educational institution for many, many decades, and it's so important that we get that word out, and IIT, we're proud of you. We also want to thank Dean Harold Krent, who is with the Center for Information Society and Policy. Thank you for being here with us today. Charlie Catlett, who is Internet Privacy Task Force, a member of that. Thank you. Where's Charlie? Is he right behind me? Thank you for your good work and participation. It's an ongoing mission. And then Mary Dixon, who's the Legislative Director of the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, is with us. Thank you. Fundamental right, privacy. Very, very important. We got to protect it. There's a lot of invasive species out there that want to invade our privacy, and we want to make sure that we protect the individual from that. And I'd be also remiss if I didn't acknowledge the students of IIT and the faculty that are here. I mentioned a moment ago how important it is to have leadership in the General Assembly, where members sponsor bills that are important bills that change and protect the lives of everyday people. And somebody who's done that in a variety of different ways and passed good laws that really have made a difference is the leader of the Senate, minority leader of the Senate, and that's Christine Redonio. And Senator Redonio, come on forward. We want to hear from you. Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here today. And I have to tell you, this was kind of a fun bill to work on because we pass a lot of bills in Springfield that many people, especially young people, don't feel really affect their lives or they can relate to personally. And this is one that people definitely relate to and understand. I know I got a lot of likes on my Facebook page when we talked about this bill. So it was fun to work on. It's also fun to work on a bill when you realize this is a bill that even 10 years ago, we wouldn't have even imagined was needed or possible. And I think that speaks to the creativity, the ingenuity coming out of institutions like this as we all advance further and further into the digital age. So it was an interesting bill all the way around to work on. Obviously, the importance of privacy has been stressed over and over. The employer cannot even ask for a password, which means you can't feel intimidated into having to say yes or no. They cannot even ask. So I think this is a step in the right direction. But one final word I want to mention, as a mother, I feel a need to say this to all the young people here. Please remember, they can't ask for your password, but be discreet and be smart about what you put out there on the internet, because it is still out there and it can affect you. So while this affects employers, you have a responsibility for what you put out there, and you will suffer or enjoy the consequences of that based on your decision making. So great to be here today, and look forward to the signing. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, we have two houses of the legislature, and one of the great things about this bill is it has a Republican sponsor in the Senate and a Democratic sponsor in the House. It was bipartisan from the word go. And passing the bill in the House, something that was extremely important, we have that sponsor here with us today from the west side of Chicago where I live. He's LaShawn Ford, Representative Ford. We want to have you come forward and tell him what the west side's all about. Okay? All right.
LaShawn Ford from Austin, and it's great to be here. And Governor, thank you for sharing the vision of the Senator and myself to come to age in Springfield and in Illinois to make a difference and to protect the rights of people and their privacy in Illinois and to help lead the way in this country. I know our founding fathers had no idea that Facebook was going to be an issue, but many people say, well, what are you doing in Springfield? Well, this bill right here protects not only the job seekers, but it also protects the employers, because employers, they are subject to fines and violations and litigation if they ask questions about a person's password. And so now this bill will protect employers, it will protect the prospective employees, and we could go about doing business and using taxpayers' dollars to create jobs and make sure that we do everything that we can to put more people to work and remove the barriers of trying to find work in Illinois. And I want to thank Senator Christine Redonia for championing it. And I really have a great relationship with the Senator Christine Redonia, and I enjoy working with a Republican like her in Springfield. And
all
so
right,
thank you.
Good. Hold on here, John. You know, here we go. We got the dream team here. And, you know, this bill came about. I know, LaShawn, you had some folks from your district, right, who said, why do I have to give my password in a job interview? And that helped get you going on this bill. And I think it shows how democracy works. When we team up and work together, bipartisan, we can accomplish great things. And you guys are really an inspiration, I think, to all of us. What I'm going to do now is go over here and sign the bill and make it a law. All right, we'll answer a few questions on this legislation and take it from there. I do want to thank you again, Mr. President, for President John Anderson, for letting us come by. Yes. Well, we'll have maybe LaShawn, you want to talk about the fines regarding the issue?
There are penalties, $100 penalties, and it goes up to $300, and that's the initial penalty that a person could go in for a civil suit, and I guess it could go up from there. Mm-hmm. But that's statute. That's already statute, so we just went right into what was already in statute about the personal privacy. Well, I mean, I think that if there are subpoenas or anything like that, then they have a right to figure out how. But what we've found working with all of the people here is that what people need, what employers need to do, they need to know users' passwords and not users' ID and not passwords. It was my attempt and the senator's attempt to eliminate the possibilities of anyone using your username and password, but with compromise, we realized that if it's public, username is public. So there's no reason to restrict user's name because that's out there publicly.
The other exemption that was discussed and we decided ultimately not to include are for sensitive jobs like law enforcement and such. But as we thought about it, people that would put could potentially put things out there under a false username, so we didn't want to somehow imply that there was a false sense of security. So this is really designed for the average person who's looking for a job, who you know, may have social things out there that should not be used against them any more than someone coming into their house and searching through their closets.
So you can ask for usernames, but not passwords, because a lot of people have a lot of different usernames. So it's going to be up to the employer to ask for as many usernames as possible to identify the person that they're interviewing. But passwords, you got to know that passwords, when you give passwords, it's sort of like giving your passwords to your checking account. It's sort of like giving your passwords to your online banking. And in social medias, you have credit card information in those accounts. And that opens that person up to a little exposure to their credit cards. It also is a violation of one of the social media's contract between the individual's Facebook. For example, when you fill out a agreement, you agree with Facebook that you will never share your password with your wife, your or anyone. So it's a violation to share your password. And if you have a Facebook, before you were able to establish it, you agreed that you would never share your Facebook with anyone. So therefore, this sharing passwords with employers would put the prospective client of Facebook in jeopardy of a contract violation.
Okay, well, again, I can't think of a better place than the Illinois Institute of Technology to sign this law, and also to continue our mission of using technology to help people. That's this institution's mission. Educates many, many people from all over the world, really. Thank you for being a special place in Illinois where folks can come and get an education and then make a difference. So look forward to working with IIT for a long time to come. Thank you.